Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Second date update.
Normally, when we hear about amazing first dates on this show, it's this big, elaborate tale that went to multiple locations and lasted across several days.
Yeah, cost tons of money.
Yeah, because the two of them just, you know, couldn't bring themselves to walk away from each other. But is it
so
possible
cute.
To have a life-changing first date that only lasts 30 minutes? For me, I can squeeze one life-changing date in 30 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm efficient.
You guys were gonna do that.
But it's not about me.
Jeff gets us.
It's about Connor, because he's on the phone right now, and I just hope that we can help him. Mm. Connor, what's good, man?
Hey, thanks for having me. I know... The way you set that up makes you sound really extra.
Yeah, you sound pretty extra and dramatic, for sure, Connor.
Yeah.
Do you not stand by Jeff's statement?
If I'm on this show, I have to be at least a little bit. I normally wouldn't do this, but look, I just met this girl, and I've never caught feelings for somebody this quick. And I feel like if I don't do everything I can to at least try to figure out why I'm not hearing back from her, then I'm doing myself a disservice.
Okay.
All right. That's true. Well, you got to learn and grow from your mistakes.
Exactly.
Right?
So tell us about this woman who just changed your life. What's her name?
Her name is Renee.
Okay. And how'd you meet her?
The most romantic way possible, online, of course.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, did you know when you saw her online that she was like, I mean, you're describing her as something incredible, right?
Yeah, like, I don't believe in, like, love at first sight or anything, like, lust at first sight for sure. This was something, like, almost in between, if that makes sense.
That's a good place to live.
What did you love so much about her?
I saw her picture, and, you know, obviously, like, caught my attention. She's gorgeous. But the thing I couldn't, like, quite place my finger on is, like, she just reminded me of someone. Like, I don't know.
Mom,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
That tends to be how it goes.
I thought he was going to go with a celebrity, Jeff. Not a mom.
Okay, who was it?
Not even a celebrity, but I think the closest I can think of is, like, she kind of reminds me of, like, this friend I had from college. So it's, like, almost like just seeing her made me feel sort of, like, connected to her.
Oh, okay.
Right, familiar face.
Yeah, there was a comfort there already.
Yeah, so I reached out and I was like, hey, are you this person by chance? And she said no. And, you know, we got to talking. And eventually we started talking over the phone. And, you know, like the first phone call when you meet someone online, it's like always awkward. You never know if you're going to have the same kind of like chemistry you might have just texting or whatever. But immediately felt comfortable talking to her. And the conversation was really good. So I took it as a sign. I asked her out and said yes.
And where do we ask her out to?
I decided to take her to one of my favorite bakeries. I figured it's like, you know, low pressure first date type
thing. Oh, that's brilliant. A bakery date. It smells good. Everyone's happy in a bakery.
That's relatively low cost.
But it's also like a first date without alcohol. I don't mean to be terrible. But it's like I just get nervous.
Actually a good point.
And I need, like, Brooke, there's just something about sitting down with a glass of wine or something with someone that just kind of takes the edge off. Like daytime bakery.
It's a little more focused.
Or friend-like.
So tell us about your friend-like, boring, sober bakery.
I don't think sober's bad. It just, for me, it is.
Okay. How was it for you?
I'll have you know that wine can't take the edge off nearly as good as my favorite bakery's amazing maple bars. So we have that going for it.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're starting to sell me.
What was it like when you first saw her? Like, was she everything that you were hoping she'd be?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when you meet someone online, like, they show up looking half as good as the picture. You consider yourself lucky. She looked even better. So I'm just like, So I know she's also honest, which was really nice.
Okay. So first impression is good. How did the actual conversation and the date go?
I thought it went really well. So before we even, like, started to, like, sit down and talk, I was like, hey, you have to try these maple bars. Kind of my move, you know, show them I've got good taste. And also, like, who isn't in a better mood when you're having, like, something that's, like, warm and sweet and doughy?
Yeah. True.
She's like, well, I'm kind of diabetic. And you're like, no, you have to try the maple bar.
Was she into it?
Yeah, she said it was delicious. We sat down, had a little bit of coffee, you know, just, like, very first conversation stuff. But it flowed very well.
Yeah. Like, what'd you guys talk about?
Oh, you know, like, favorite movies and books, that type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Very chill.
I got to say, you know, Jeff set this up as a woman that, like, changed your life in 30 minutes. But so far, I mean, it sounds like a good date, but was there something, like, exceptional about it?
Oh, so it's not exceptional enough to Brooke so far, is what, we're, what
I mean,
she's
it just
saying.
Sounds like a
this
normal...
sounds like something, like, Brooke and I would go do or something.
Yeah, it just sounds like a normal good first date.
You know how rare a normal good first date is, Brooke? Stop trying to downplay
it. Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking, like, the exceptional part. Like, what blew you out of the water?
Well, here's the thing. Like, the whole thing was maybe 40 minutes tops. But, like, in that 40 minutes, like, I thought we had, like, a good connection. And, you know, we started talking about, like, future ambitions, which is something I often don't talk about with someone until, like, the fourth or fifth date. You know, like, I told her how I eventually want to be, like, a master French chef. That's kind of my dream that I'm pursuing.
Who specializes in French maple bars, but I'm assuming.
I would date him for a while just based on that alone.
Yes.
Give me a cordon bleu.
So,
and she seemed really supportive.
Awesome.
And 40 minutes, I mean, that's not a very long date, but it sounds like it went well. How did you end it?
Gave her a hug, said I had a really great time, I'd like to see her again, and maybe it ended on an awkward note. Like, I'm not sure. So I made a joke that I hope she didn't take the wrong way. Like, as she was leaving, I said, wait, you're not going to pay me for the maple bar?
Oh.
And she kind of looked at me for a second. I said, no, I'm just joking. You know? She laughed, but...
Yeah.
You owe me 46 cents, lady.
Yeah. Could go either way.
All right, so in your email, you told us that you've been texting and calling her, but she's not answering anything.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm an adult. I know what that means, but I don't know if it's, like, something I can salvage or if at the very least learn to not do in a future date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you don't have to salvage it. That's our job.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We'll play a song. We're going to call Renee for you and get you your second date update
salvage
right after this,
date
okay?
Update.
Okay. Yeah, fingers crossed.
All right. We'll do it right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
We're in the middle of a second date update with Connor, who says he doesn't really believe in love at first sight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But something he clearly does believe in is love at first bite.
That's a good point.
What's that sound effect about?
Because he took Renee to a bakery where they make the most decadent, creamy, moist, mouth-watering, homemade maple bars his oral cavity has ever seen.
Dude, I'm about to... donut sales just shot up around the world.
I'm about to make that sound you just played.
The whole thing.
Thinking about it.
Please don't, We can't afford to lose any more listeners.
Sounds so good.
The whole thing only lasted about 40 minutes, he says, but that was all he needed to know that there's something special happening with him and Renee. But Connor, is it possible that the maple bar was so good, it put Renee into a week-long food coma? And she just needs a little more time to come out of it and finally respond to you.
I mean, if that's the explanation, then I'll be happy to know about it.
Okay. I'm just saying, there's optimism over here.
You know, my thought is, I don't know if you feel this, Connor, is that maybe just she found a couple other dudes to date. You know, like
a
she
couple.
Said.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
I'm saying,
dang, bro.
Yeah, thanks for putting such a positive spin on this before we make the call.
Well, there's four men now. Sorry, bro.
I think we could come back from that. I thought that was a positive thing.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I just think
that's what you meant.
Yeah.
She probably has a lot of options because she sounds like a unicorn and she just doesn't realize how great you are. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in sell Connor.
What Brooke means is you're one of 10 and they probably gave her booze.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? I mean, let's be honest.
You know, before we do any more positive talk with Connor, let's just move on and call Renee and actually get the answers here. You ready to do this, man?
Let's do this.
All right. Okay. Here we go. I'm dialing your number right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Renee?
This is she. May I ask who's calling?
You may ask.
Yeah.
And I will answer.
In 5 minutes, though.
Why don't you just answer her?
I like to set it up. You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I'm Jeff, if that wasn't super clear.
And I'm Brooke.
And I'm Jeff.
I don't know anymore.
All right.
I don't know your show.
Yeah, sorry.
We're totally kidding. We're like a comedy show.
We're quirky and weird. I'll just get to it because we're doing something right now called the Second Date Update. And we're looking to help one of our listeners, Connor, get back in touch with you.
Hey, now she's laughing.
Hey,
have you heard our podcast, or are you laughing
at
the Connor
wait. You talked to him?
Yeah.
Wait, he doesn't know?
He doesn't know what.
I honestly, I don't know what to say other than he is the most clueless guy in the entire world. I told all my friends about our date, and they all told me that I should, post it on TikTok because it's just so...
Your friends say you should post on... We're talking about a 30-minute coffee date at a bakery. He didn't mention anything crazy when we spoke to him. Is that the same Connor?
It's the same... It's Connor, but maybe... I'm going to paint you the picture because it's ridiculous.
Okay.
3.5 years ago, maybe even, 4, honestly, I was on a different dating app.
Okay.
Where this guy hit me up and he invited me to go to a bakery. So at the bakery, this person insisted I try these amazing maple bars, whatever. And we talked about our favorite movies and books. And guess who that person was? Guess the name of that person.
Shut up.
Don't
tell me.
It's Connor.
Wait, it's the same dude.
So, yes, I have been out with Connor, the same Connor you're talking about, on the exact same bakery date 3.5 years ago.
When did you realize it was the same guy from 3 years prior?
When we matched. How do you not remember going on a date with someone?
Why did you go through with it then? If you knew you had already been on a date with this guy 3 years ago, why did you continue?
Because I genuinely thought it was a joke and that when we got there, he'd be like, we're not actually going here again.
Oh, you thought he was setting you up to be like, okay.
Because you thought he remembered too.
I just went along with it.
Oh.
It was the second time at least better?
Seriously, both dates, it was the exact same conversation. I already know his favorite book, it's Slaughterhouse-Five, his favorite movie, Shaun of the Dead.
You have a good memory.
I even know also about his 5-year plan to become a master French cook or whatever. But clearly, he hasn't made much progress because that was 3.5 years ago.
Not much has
French
changed.
Cooking is hard to master, though.
He's got a year and a half left.
One more thing. The first time that we did go on our date, he ghosted me.
Years ago, he ghosted you. And this time, he's describing you as this amazing woman that he can't let get away.
Yeah, and don't just take it from us. Connor is actually on the other line listening and wants to tell you himself. Isn't that right, Connor?
You're joking. This can't be real.
Seriously, Connor, how many women have you taken to that bakery over the years? 300, 400?
Oh my gosh.
Look, it's not that many, but it's my favorite first date spot.
Made the same joke. You made the same, are you going to pay me back for that maple bar joke?
You did that the first
time.
Connor, you don't remember her at all?
Look, I told you guys I knew she seemed familiar. I thought it was my college friend.
Yeah, but there's a difference between familiarity and, actually, our first date, we spent time together.
Wow.
I hate to ask this, but are you
sure it was me you were on a date with?
Connor, that's
your
not
favorite
the defense.
Movie, Shaun of the
I'm
Dead.
100% positive.
Connor, is that your favorite movie, bro, Shaun of the Dead?
I mean, yeah.
See,
okay.
So
who uses that same joke over and over?
It's not even a good joke.
Yeah. Oh. This is when you start apologizing, buddy.
Yes.
Like, she's mad. Right. You ghosted her the first time, and then you didn't even remember her the second time. Like, it's kind of insult to injury.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to make excuses for myself, but 3.5 years ago was a long time. I've matured a lot since then, as I'm sure a lot of people have. I'm older, I'm wiser, I apologize sincere, very much so.
Okay.
Look, I ghosted you, I'm so sorry. I was clearly an idiot then, I'm clearly an idiot now.
Yeah. So not much maturity.
But the fact that he had the wherewithal to reach out to a radio station to reach out to you shows the personal growth that he's made in that time.
True.
I mean, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm kind of like over it. Like at this point, like I'm like nervous.
Renee, I think you're being a little bit too judgmental because you're hungry and what you need is another maple bar.
I'm not judging him.
Don't call a woman hungry. A third maple bar will do it.
I think so. I think if you get another maple bar in that mouth, you're going to see what a great guy Connor is. And we'd like to put that maple bar in there and send you on another date.
I'll just say, Renee, I am terrible at remembering faces. And
Yeah, but it's not even about that. It was the exact same date. It was the exact same conversation.
Yeah, but it's like a movie that you love so much you just want to watch it over and over.
Yeah, it's like The Notebook.
Yeah.
It's actually nothing like that, though.
I still think you should
give him another shot, and this time he can do a totally different place. Mm-hmm. A whole new conversation. He'll ask about your favorite exercise activity.
What?
Connor?
Yeah, I mean, third time's the charm.
All right.
There you go.
That's why they say
it's
that.
It's not a really strong argument.
It's a yes from Connor, Renee.
All right.
What do you say?
I wish you nothing but the best, Connor, but like I don't want to ghost you the way you ghosted me, so I'm just going to tell you straight up that I'm not interested.
Okay. Mm. Connor, how you doing now?
Dude.
I mean, hopefully 3.5 years from now, she'll forget about this. We can try again.
Set an alarm, buddy.
We'll be here for you.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.